I've been reading a report on the Iraqi insurgency this morning. This report tries to analyze who the insurgents are, what tactics they're using, and whether the United States and its allies are making any progress against them. The report comes from Anthony Cordesman, who is a respected expert on military affairs here in Washington. He finds that the U.S. won tactical victories this year in places like Fallujah, Samarra, and Najaf, and yet he contends that U.S. efforts to root out the insurgency have had only limited impact. Anthony Cordesman is on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why would all these apparent victories of the past year have only limited impact, in your view?
One of the problems that you have is you're dealing with a very high level of Sunni resentment and anger, and it's easy to draw on the recruiting base. You're also dealing with diverse movements with a very good cell structure. So when you hit in one area, you often find that many of the people who you defeat there or kill there are local insurgents, people who have been dragged into the organizations who are not the core structure. The actual leaders aren't there anymore, or many of them escape, and new cell leaders are being constantly recruited. So rather than having decisive victories, you do have important tactical victories, but the overall insurgency not only retains its core leadership, but recruits new members and has the support of large numbers of Sunnis outside the area that's immediately being attacked.
And you say the insurgency has a central command structure at this point, or signs of it anyway.
Well, what it has is signs of central direction. General Casey and U.S. intelligence experts have made public the fact that there seems to be some kind of central coordination coming out of Syria. That probably affects the movements which are most loyal to the secular Sunni areas, the former Baathists, although these people have little loyalty today to Saddam Hussein. But you've had some 35 Islamist groups claim to at least exist. And it's this sheer diversity which creates the problem, plus the fact these cells are well organized. And defeating one or several elements in a given area doesn't destroy the organization.
Mr. Cordesman, you raise another interesting point, given the report we just heard from Iraq about the possibility, and we should underline possibility, of a suicide bomber being involved in this attack on a U.S. military base. You report that insurgents have good sources of information inside the Iraqi government and inside U.S. commands. Can you describe how that could be?
Well, it's almost inevitable. You are dealing with people of divided loyalty, people who can be intimidated through their family, people who often have joined the government or the security services because they're desperate for money, simply because there's no employment and they have to feed their families. You have people who deliberately will infiltrate these organizations, and the vetting process is almost primitive, simply because it's impossible to get a full background on people, and you can't go around getting something like 12 decisive references when you're recruiting literally thousands of people.
And Americans can't work here without Iraqis. They need Iraqi interpreters and guides.
Well, that's absolutely correct, plus Iraqi contractors and all kinds of services. And the United States is dealing with a sovereign government and over 100,000 Iraqi security personnel and police, plus the military. So the idea that you can somehow exclude all of the Iraqis who might provide information to an enemy is simply not credible. The other difficulty is that you're an occupation force located in very visible ways in a series of hostile governance, at least the Sunni governance, and that makes you a group that can be observed and predicted simply because people can do it through line of sight.
Got just a couple of seconds here, but Iraqi and American officials have commonly said, okay, we see all this violence in the media, but 15 or 16 of Iraq's 18 provinces are secure. Is that an accurate statement that is commonly made?
No, it's not. What you have is approximate security in 12 of the provinces. You certainly have constant insurgent activity in 4 of them. But we're talking over 1,600 incidents a month, even in the best months. And there are attacks in virtually every province. And the insurgents have shown that they can hit during religious festivals or at major U.S. headquarters or in government offices wherever there are soft targets, even in the secure provinces. So we have to understand this is an ongoing insurgency and a very serious war.
Anthony Cordesman is a senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies and the author of a report on the Iraqi insurgency.